Hello, hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Hi, today's July 2nd, 2007, and our website's www.traveladviceshow.com, and hope everybody's having a great travel experiences in the last few weeks, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. You could subscribe to our podcast. You could also email us at show@traveladviceshow.com. I'm Chris Newton. I'm one of the co-hosts, and my other co-host today is Cheryl Taylor, and she's as our co-host. Jerry Fuller is on vacation right now, and we had a great show last week about shopping around the world. And Cheryl and I, we talked about all the tips about shopping. But today we're going to be talking about Egypt, traveling to Egypt, all the different attractions in Egypt, and looking forward to that. And I'd like to welcome Cheryl Taylor. How you doing, Cheryl? Hi.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here again.
Yeah, thank you for coming again. Yeah, this is the third week in a row. Great that you're on the show. And yeah, the topic today, Egypt, is probably one of the most famous countries, I think, for tourism. With just with the pyramids and the culture and the history in Egypt. So it's a fascinating place. And
It really is.
yeah, so yeah, it's great that you're back on the show, Cheryl. And we're excited. This is, we've been doing these shows now since December 2006, and so this is all our archive shows are on our website there. And yeah, so Cheryl, like, if you're like the first time going to Egypt, do you have any advice about when they arrive at like the airport in Cairo there? Cairo's it's a huge city, right? It's one of the
It
biggest
is, yeah. It's got
cities.
millions and millions of people,
That's
and they're
great.
all on the street, for
Yeah.
sure. Well, I recommend, if you were going to Egypt for the first time, to be on a tour.
To be
It's
on a tour,
kind of
okay.
hectic, it really is, and especially if you're going down to Luxor and
Oh.
Aswan after you hit Cairo, which of course you would. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because, in my opinion, Luxor is the reason to go to Egypt after the pyramids.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, when I went the first time, I went back in 1989, and I went on an organized tour, and it was very interesting. Actually, I got off at the airport. I told you when we talked about Israel, I had taken two separate tours. So I was in Israel on one tour, and then I had 2 days in between the two tours. So I went across the Allenby Bridge in just out of Jericho and went over to Jordan by myself,
Oh, okay.
I might add. And that was very interesting. I was there 2 days, got to see Jerash, the old city, and Petra,
Oh,
which is
nice.
wonderfully marvelous. And then I flew to Cairo by
Oh.
myself from Jordan.
Oh,
So I
okay.
sort of was on a tour, but I was also on my own at that point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because
Okay.
I'm a little short woman, and I didn't have any problems.
You were good. Yeah, that's great. That's
But
great.
the Cairo airport was kind of startling, too. It was
Is it?
very old-fashioned
Is it? Okay.
back then. I think it's improved a little bit because I've been 3 times since then, and it got better every time. The airport did anyway.
Oh, okay.
But you have to buy yourself a visa when you enter if you don't already have one, and it's an easy process. Just stand in a line at several windows they have, and they give you a little stamp. They stamp it, as normally in a passport, but they also give you an actual Egypt stamp
Oh, okay.
to stick in, and that's to help preserve the monuments of
Oh,
Egypt.
really? They have, okay, that's great. So it goes right back into the attractions and the preserve, the
Hopefully.
area. Oh, yeah, right.
So when I got there by myself, I had to find a taxi to get to the hotel. But normally, see, if you're on a tour, it would be a lot more simple to get to your hotel because the tour company would be there to pick you up.
And right.
As I did it, there's all kinds of people hustling you and trying to get you to take their taxi before you get out of the airport. And they just bombard you from all sides.
Okay.
So if you can make it outside to the taxi stand, that's your best bet. Don't go with anyone else who's trying to get you before you get to that point.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
And agree on a price before you get into a taxi, too.
Oh, really? Like, talk to them, say, I'm going here, going to downtown. What's this, talk about the price and agree with it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you
never know what they're going to charge you, really.
Okay. Is the language barrier kind of tough sometimes? You know, if you speak English, is it relatively easy to get around?
I think people at the airport and taxis, they speak some English.
At least they
know when you say the name of your hotel.
They can
get you to the hotel.
Oh, that's good.
And they speak Arabic, basically, and I'm sure still some French.
Oh, right.
But, you know, wasn't it the British that were in Egypt?
Yeah, the British and the French, too,
so
at one point.
They learned English, but really Arabic is the
number one
language.
Right.
So then you go down to your hotel. Now, I've been there 4 times, so I decided I would try different hotels every time.
Oh, no, okay. Did you try all different types of kind of price ranges, too?
No, just...
New.
But that's one place I want to stay in, someplace nice. I think the Middle East is a place to stay at
nicer
hotels. So
yeah.
I've stayed at the Hilton's, and that's next to the Egyptian Museum.
Which
is very handy.
Oh, nice.
Except that they have massive tour groups come through there for lunch on their way to the Egyptian Museum.
Just real big tour buses coming through.
So I didn't really like that part of it. It wasn't quiet at all. But it was convenient to the museum. And one time we were at the Marriott. That's fairly nice. That's more out of the way, but not really. It's still in town, but not close to something that would make it so very crowded with tourists.
Right.
And I think my very favorite was the Sonesta Hotel. And that's closer to the airport and by monument that they've built at the park for Sadat.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that was really interesting. And luckily, when we went there, one of my friends, we flew in from Israel, and that short flight, 1 hour, they lost her luggage.
Oh, no.
It was amazing. And so we were there 4 nights in Cairo. Every night, we took a taxi over to the airport to see if her luggage had come in. And it did. She got one of her bags about 2 or 3 days later. She just got it just before we left, basically. But we got to know the airport really well. That's at least, 4 nights we spent at the Cairo airport looking for her luggage. Waiting for her to come back. We laughed about that a lot. We took a tour of Egypt and went to the airport.
Yeah, that must have been a lot. You got to have a lot of patience for that.
You do, but of course that won't happen normally.
Yeah.
That just was unfortunate, but it still gave us something different on our trip.
Yeah.
And we were by ourselves then. We weren't on a tour of any kind. We just went over. The other hotel was the Mina House that's out by the pyramids. And, of course, that's convenient to the pyramids, but nothing else. But all of those hotels were nice.
Yeah. And then so when you're at those hotels, there's just a lot of museums around there. And then, there's a lot of attractions in Cairo itself there, right? How's the
cuisine,
is it similar to Israel, or is it quite different?
They have a lot of things that are very similar. I think all the Middle East.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Yeah.
Similar food. And the hotels have a great setup, like a buffet breakfast that is fantastic. You can have your eggs cooked any way you want them, just like any any big hotel anywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And nice buffet lunches and dinners or separate. We had the biggest bowl of spaghetti at the Sonesta. It was delicious.
Oh, that's great.
And you wouldn't imagine spaghetti, but it was. It was just really good.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. Yeah.
We also ate at Pizza Hut and McDonald's and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay.
They have all the.
All different, yeah. Any.
Trappings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and Cairo's, I mean, it's a huge city, right? I mean, there's millions of people. It's one of the biggest in the world, I think, isn't it? It's a vast city.
It is, yeah.
It's really large.
They have little of everything. What was amazing to me was, you know, we basically took a taxi because there were several of us. There were three or four of us together, and we hired a taxi to take us the entire day, and it was really cheap.
Oh,
really
oh.
cheap, you know. We
oh, really?
Okay. bargained before we got in the taxi, and he just took us everywhere and waited for us. And fantastic guy. We really enjoyed it. But on the roads,
mm-hmm.
like I think they have 3-lane roads, but
okay.
they make at least 5 out of it.
Well, oh, really? Really? Okay, they're really jam packed.
Very yes, very congested, and like. You could maybe slip a piece of paper in between cars.
Really? They're
that
wow.
close.
Well, I heard they always use their horn, too, all these
they
honking
do.
Everywhere. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. and gesturing.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
And the one taxi we were in, somebody knocked off his mirror. It was that close.
Oh, really? Wow.
And he just got out and went around, picked it up, threw it in the back seat, and said, it wasn't his taxi anyway, so he didn't care.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. Yeah. Well, that's great. And then, so you spend a few days in Cairo, and then you take a voyage. Like, can you take a plane, like, to Luxor? Do you recommend doing that, like, taking an internal plane or to go to other places in Egypt or take a train? Do they have trains or planes?
They do. They have all of those.
Oh, okay.
Ways to get around, actually. But
yeah.
The first time when I was on the tour there, we took the train
oh, nice.
Down to Luxor.
Okay.
And
how long is that? Is that a long journey?
It was an overnight. We had
an overnight,
a sleeping,
right. oh, a sleeping
train
compartment.
Car. And,
nice. Okay.
And what was fun about that, we only did it one way. We flew back. But on the platform, you see all these people, and they had all kinds of animals with them, you know, their goats and their chickens and everything. It was just
right.
It was interesting.
That's great. Yeah, it's like everybody uses that transportation.
Yeah.
That's great. I heard it's similar like in India, too. Everybody just piles on the trains, and, yeah, it's an experience.
It was. I don't know if I would do it again, but one time it was just really an interesting thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so really when you go to Egypt, you need to pick your priorities of what you want to see. There's a lot of mosques, and there's Christian places as well, synagogues and stuff. There was one place that they said that the Holy Family stayed there on their way back to Jerusalem.
Oh, okay.
And that was interesting. We also visited the Citadel and saw the big mosque
oh,
on
nice.
Top of a hill.
Oh, nice.
And close by the Citadel is the City of the Dead. Have you heard of that?
No. No, I haven't. No.
It's their huge cemetery, and it spreads out from, you know, a really large distance. And some of the mausoleums were built for some of the upper and the Mamelukes and the, I don't know, the dukes and the nobles and so on.
Uh-huh.
And, well, people have actually built their homes around those tombstones.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So it's not just a dead cemetery. It has houses there now, too, and they've kind of incorporated the tombstones as part of their courtyard or their house.
That's pretty unique. Yeah, yeah. I think I would be a little superstitious almost. You know, like to be around all.
They're not.
They're not. Yeah, they're okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, that's very unique though. That's something to see. I'd never seen anything.
And when we rented our taxi, and he knew somebody who lived in there, so he took us in to visit a home.
Oh, okay.
So we got to go meet the family and actually see the inside, how it looked and everything. It was very nice.
Oh, great.
Very nice. And, of course, we gave them a little tip when we left. So.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. So Cheryl, yeah, I mean, if you had a kind of like a highlight, I guess, of Egypt, is there other things that really, something that really struck you as that was pretty amazing or something that, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was some of the highlights there? Yeah.
Yeah, because we haven't even touched on a highlight.
Right.
Actually.
Right, I know,
the
yeah.
The pyramids. I
yeah.
mean, here they are, one, the only remaining wonder of the ancient world.
Right.
And you just can't imagine how large they are.
They're just
huge. But when I first went there, they were like out from town. And now town is kind of encroached so that you just barely get out of Cairo and there they are.
Oh, it kind of spread out. Cairo is spreading out to the pyramids kind of more.
They are, yeah. So, and they have a nice highway out there now, nice parking lot.
Oh, okay. Oh,
they're not like the olden days.
Oh, nice. They're, yeah. Can you, in some of those pyramids, can you go inside and go on a tour of inside the pyramids? Or
can.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all three of them, actually.
Okay.
The biggest one, Sephron's pyramid, is the largest. And when we went there, the guy said, now, if you're claustrophobic or if you have any problems, don't go inside. And it was really hot, you know, that day.
Right.
It was hot every day in Egypt. Oh, so always take sunscreen, sunglasses, a hat, and water with you.
Oh, really?
You go.
That's okay, that's important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very, you can get dehydrated, and the sun is really, it's in the desert. There,
yeah, everything is in the desert.
Okay.
And I'm really, really short. I'm 4'10". And so, I mean, it was almost like he looked at me when he said, if you have problems, don't go in. And I thought, huh? I'm not going to have a problem, but I didn't realize when you walk through the tunnel.
Okay.
It's really short.
Oh.
And guess what? Tall people had to bend over.
Oh.
Or crawl through it.
Really, really, wow.
And guess who didn't have to do that?
You didn't. Yeah, you're good. You could. They made it especially for you.
They did. Now a couple of times I bumped my head because I didn't realize I was so tall, you know.
Right.
But basically, I could just bow my head and just walk right through.
Oh, that's great.
So if you're short, it's a blessing.
You're okay, yeah.
And people were pointing at me and saying that, you're not, that's not fair. Because I had such an easy time of it. Mm. And then when you get to the back of the pyramid, you kind of walk up this little wooden platform and you get up to where the burial tomb was, but now there's nothing in there. There's like a half of an empty sarcophagus.
Oh.
And it's not colored, it's not painted or anything, it's just a plain, almost looks like a horse trough.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something at the end of the tunnel, it's not going to be there. And the inside of the pyramids are not painted nicely like the tombs down in Luxor.
Oh, okay. They're,
but the experience of it,
yeah,
is, you know, unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can go in number 2 and number 3 pyramids as well.
Oh, okay.
And I went into all 3. And to me, well, number 3 was probably the easiest to get into, mm. I thought, except for a short person, then number 1 was the easiest.
Yeah, and have you ever took a Nile cruise, actually, Cheryl, on the times that you've been to Egypt? Have you ever, you know, took a boat cruise along the Nile there?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that's pretty popular, too.
Oh, it is. That was when we took the train down to Luxor.
Oh, okay.
And then we got on our Nile cruise ship, and very nice ship, mm-hmm. and we cruised to different ports. There was Esna, Edna, Edfu, and Kom Ombo was where we went. And some of those, you know, were dedicated to Horus, the falcon god, and a different one place had like a mausoleum of mummified bulls.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's just fascinating. You see all the columns, the hieroglyphics.
The hieroglyphics.
All over the columns and the walls. And
that's great.
Well, I always wanted to be an archaeologist and an Egyptologist to boot.
Really? Okay,
and
that's always
so
been.
So it just thrilled me.
Yeah, to be, this is your environment here. Yeah, this is.
It was. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to be an archaeologist until I realized you had to sit in the heat and sift through stuff in the sun, you know, with a toothbrush or something. And I thought, ah, no, never mind.
I'm okay. Yeah, right. Right, the conditions to be out there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I do recommend the cruise. It's fantastic to be on the Nile. And
the cruise,
or you
yeah.
can take a felucca ride, too,
oh.
which is a smaller boat that's really
oh.
fascinating.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard that's becoming, yeah, the cruises have really increased in the last, like, 10 years, 15 years. And,
okay.
yeah, it, and, you know, a lot of the bigger tour companies now are doing the cruises, too, and everything. Yeah, it's a, but that's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a good way to be on the river, and you can actually feel that, you know, that river was used for many trading throughout the years. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if there was no Nile, there would be no Egypt.
Right, right.
Because most people live along the edge of the Nile. That's the only green place.
Right, as soon as you get off.
There's a few oases around, but it's just don't put your finger in it. It's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, right.
A little polluted,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, right, yeah, from all the, yeah, it's,
yeah.
yeah.
So down from Luxor,
okay.
they have a Karnak Temple. And they have a sound and light show there, as well as in Cairo at the pyramids. And that sound and light show, you walk around. You don't sit and watch anything. Well, you sit later, but you start at the beginning of the temple, and you just walk through, and they tell you the story and light up things as you're walking through it.
Oh, okay.
So that's different. And it's really fascinating. They have, like, a whole court of sphinxes, and you walk through this this alleyway, and it's just filled with different sphinxes and gigantic statues of Ramses and other pharaohs. And but of course, you know, the real reason you go to Luxor is to go out to the Valley of the Kings and the Queens.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, that's
pretty
neat.
Highlight of the whole thing. In the Valley of the Kings. We saw Ramses Temple that was open when we went. And you know what's really neat about the pyramids is they may have had grave robbers, but they also couldn't take the paintings that were actually painted on the walls and the ceilings.
Oh.
And some of those, or I think all of them that I saw, were as just as vivid and bright as they were when they were painted.
Really?
So a lot of the things you see on papyrus,
mm-hmm.
the pictures of the pharaohs and cats and all kinds of things. You see the original ones going through the tombs.
Oh, nice. That's great. And they're pretty good quality, too, eh? They're...
They are. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of them because they were light and easy to carry home.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the ones that I had seen in the tombs. That was more interesting
nice.
To me. And then we saw King Tut's tomb.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Fantastic. And it also had the paintings on the ceilings and stuff. And they've actually left him in his sarcophagus in the tomb. And they've left him in the innermost coffin. There were three coffins put together, kind of like those wooden dolls in Russia.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Get it together. And the one he was in was a solid gold coffin.
Jeez.
And it must have weighed about, it weighed a lot, 500 pounds, something like that, as I recall. But he's actually still there.
He's, well, huh, really? They left him there?
Yep. Well, that was fascinating.
God, it sounds amazing. Yeah, there's so much. I mean, yeah, you can spend at least a month or two to really explore it pretty detailed, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, there's 62 tombs in the in the valley.
Six, wow.
So I don't think you would, well, not all of them are open at the same time anyway, so.
Oh, okay, they kind of spread it out.
Yeah, and you can buy a pass, too, and if you're not on a tour.
Okay.
And that usually they said that you could maybe get into five in one day, so
okay.
Don't buy more than that, or less, because it's very hot down there. It's hotter there. And you know, Luxor is called Upper Egypt, even though it's below.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like it would be reversed, but...
Right, the upper is in the south,
mm-hmm.
southern part.
Yeah, and then when you're in Luxor also, they give you a chance to take an optional flight down to Abu Simbel, where they moved all the statues that they were, when they put in the Aswan Dam.
Oh, right, right.
And they were going to be flooded, and so they moved them piece by piece.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just fantastic. And what, even more so than the huge statues that you see there, is the mountain they built behind it. And the mountain is like hollow, and you go inside and you can see where they have put their air conditioning and all kinds of modern things to keep the statues dry and in good condition.
Oh, that's great.
So that was fun. And then we flew back to Cairo. We didn't train back again. That would have taken too long, but... So that was a highlight. Now in Cairo, the highlight, of course, was the pyramids.
Really? That was the yeah. That was.
And the museum, but
yeah.
The pyramids. There's all kinds of people there, little boys that are trying to sell you things.
Oh, okay.
And they absolutely won't leave you alone. But I took ballpoint pens, little big pens, and I told them if you, because apparently pens are rare. At least they were when I was there. And I was there, maybe about 6 years ago, too, the last time. And I said, if you leave me alone, I'll give you a pen. And so...
They're in the pens. Yeah,
so I gave him a pen. And I also took little bags of M&M peanuts, or M&Ms. But M&Ms would, will melt more. But I handed out a little bag of M&Ms to some kid in the bazaar, and you have to be careful or you might get mobbed, but I just handed him one, and I didn't want to buy anything from the shop or anything. I just gave him one, and then on the way back out of the con, which is the bazaar, he yelled at me, "Hey, lady, you're okay. Those were good."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of fun to hand out, little things, like I said, as long as you don't get trampled by...
Right.
Too many, so you've got to be careful.
Right.
Where you're handing them out.
That's great, Cheryl. Looks like we're almost out of time here, Cheryl.
We have to talk about the British or the Egyptian Museum, though, for a second.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, we got a few minutes. Yeah,
that's the other highlight. That's where they put all the King Tut's tomb stuff.
So,
one-fourth of the Egyptian Museum is filled with things from the tomb, and you'll see there the funeral mask, the gold mask that you see so often.
Right, right.
That's in there, and another two coffins, and his chair. Oh, there's just tons of things, jewelry that belonged to him, and chariots. It's just really fascinating.
Chariots, really? Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
And they have the mummy room. That they've opened up, where you can go in and actually see the mummy of Ramses. That was fascinating. The first time I went, it was closed, so you couldn't see it, and it costs extra.
Okay, to get to.
And then the museum is just it's littered with stuff. You just can't even imagine. Downstairs, it's just filled with gigantic statues and a copy of the Rosetta Stone. They took the original back to the British Museum in England.
Oh, wow.
But mummies everywhere.
That's great, yeah.
Just fantastic. Don't take any pictures, though, with a flash, or they'll come and get your camera.
Oh, really? Okay.
No flash, and you've got to get a permit, or you've got to pay it's just a little bit of money to take a camera in there, even.
Oh, okay.
But no flash.
That's great. Well, that's not the museum sounds amazing. It has all the, probably the biggest collection of Egyptian artifacts and everything.
So we don't have time to talk about the Santa Light show at the pyramids, huh?
No, yeah, we can talk about it real quick here. Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah,
Okay, because
and it looks
that
like
was.
we got to finish up here, but yeah, we can talk about that. Well, what is this now? What is
The
that?
Sound and Light Show out at the Pyramids is just, I liked it a lot.
Oh, okay.
They light up different parts of the pyramid, and then they tell the story of the history of Egypt. And
Oh, nice.
the one thing that I enjoyed, and it's a real guy with a really deep voice, and he says, the world fears time, but time fears the pyramids. And I just got goosebumps. The last time I went, though, they had kind of a laser show rather than, they've modernized it.
Oh, okay. It's yeah.
But the very first time I went, we were too late to get into the show, but this little Egyptian guy showed me and this other lady around the back where the Egyptians watch it if they want to. And
Oh.
we climbed up on these pilings and looked at it over the fence.
Oh,
It
great.
was the, and we laughed and carried on over that. But, I mean, some of the things that you do at the spur of the moment are some of the best, the highlights of your whole trip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, stuff you don't plan too much and you just get the
So don't be
insight.
afraid.
Yeah, just ask and yeah. Well, that's great. Well, Cheryl, God, we explored Egypt pretty good there. Yeah, it
We
sounds
did,
good.
and there's so much more.
Yeah, right. We can t yeah, I mean it's there's so many inside things and local things that you could probably yeah. And oh, we didn't talk about Alexandria, the main shipping port there, or the port coming, from the Nile Delta there, right in the
Yeah,
Mediterranean. I heard it's a pretty amazing place too. And
that's where another one of the wonders of the world was.
yeah, right.
Don't you can't see that anymore.
Yeah.
And there's cats. I love cats.
Oh,
Cats
there's
are all
cats.
over. You can find all kinds of statues of cats
Oh, that's great.
and real cats. I went around taking pictures of cats by the pyramids and cats by the papyrus place.
Yeah.
You can watch them actually make papyrus. That's fascinating too.
Oh, great. Well, sounds good, Cheryl. Well, thank you for being the co-host these last few weeks there. Really appreciate that. And
You're welcome. It's been fun.
yeah. We can listen to all the shows on traveladviceshow.com. And yeah, it was great. The Egypt, yeah. I mean, that's a fascinating place. And maybe when we do another, we'll do a more in-depth show about Egypt someday. And but yeah, well, we'll hope to hear from you soon, Cheryl. There and thank you for listening and head to Egypt and explore the pyramids. And do you have anything the final say about Egypt and how would you explore Egypt, I guess, or is there?
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah,
I was
that's
just really interested in the King Tut. Oh, I'd say to read up about it before you go,
to yeah, learn a bit about the
especially
history.
the King Tut story and how the tomb was discovered. So that's
Okay.
just really fascinating reading.
Oh, okay.
Because it's too hot to sit and listen to somebody very long
Yeah,
outside. Read
right.
up first.